The life and achievements of Thomas Tertius Noble occupy a unique place in the historical record of Anglo-American church music of the late 19th and 20th century. Noble, a British organist, upon completing tenures at Ely Cathedral and York Minster, uprooted his life and immigrated to America. There he established a choir school for boy choristers at St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue in New York City. The choir school of St. Thomas Church stands as the modern-day American equivalent to Westminster Abbey, in that its sole purpose is to train and educate the boy chorister. The anthem, "Grieve Not the Holy Spirit," was composed by Noble in late 1915, receiving its first liturgical performance at St. Thomas's on the 6th of February, 1916. This anthem, along with Noble's Souls of the Righteous, were two of his most beloved and frequently performed compositions during his 30-year tenure on Fifth Avenue. In fact, on Whit Sunday, 1943, his final graduating class from the choir school selected "Grieve Not the Holy Spirit" as the morning anthem. This style of composition, featuring a tenor or treble soloist, was beneficial to Noble's early success with the choir. The weight of performance being borne by a soloist offered Noble the time to properly rehearse the treble line from the chorus sections, thereby elevating the quality and beauty of the singing. The famous New York tenor, Reed Miller, sang the initial performance in 1916 and continued to do so until his untimely death in 1923. These words from Ephesians bear to mind our own feelings of reflection. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you, and be ye kind to one another.